Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician with another magic audiobook coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about making your show easy for your client, the person who booked you for the event, be it close-up, stage, or illusion show, so that when you arrive at the event, everything runs smoothly for the person who booked you. Because in most cases, the person who booked you is on some kind of entertainment committee. And regardless if they booked you through a talent agency or some other kind of agency, there's going to be a contact who is at the event, who works for the event, who is probably stressed out because they are in charge not only of you, but probably other things as well. So before the show, you want to make sure that the client knows all your needs for your performance. Now, of course, if you're doing close-up and stuff, it's a little bit less. Oh, you might want to have a place to set up, a place to prepare, a room to take a rest in, stuff like that. If you're doing a stage or platform show, you want to make sure that they understand what you need and exactly clearly what they need, such as microphone stand, music, CD player, MD player, DAT player, if you need to plug in MP3 player for your music and stuff, that they know exactly that. And if you're doing illusions or whatever, if you need special lightings or special stage sizes, make sure they know all of that. And one way to do that, of course, is being in communication. If you're doing particularly stage or illusions, make sure that you have a technical writer that has the list and clearly explains everything that you need, and you need to confirm that the person who booked you and the event people understand everything and that they will be able to have that ready for you when you arrive at the show. This will make it better for you at the performance as well as make it easier for them at the performance. They know exactly what you need, and make sure you do keep in communication before the show. Don't forget to always reconfirm. Have a meeting, especially if you have a lot of technical demands, to make sure that you do have meetings before to make sure everything is clear. Check, go earlier, make sure everything is set up properly, and really keep the line of communications open with your client. It really makes help. If you're doing close-up, of course, the same kind of things applies. The technical details are not as big, but you're going to want to know how many tables and what size tables and what order the tables to do, depending on the thing. And we talked about this before on logistics of close-up magic. Make sure you know who is at what table, if you need special guests, and what their names are. And make sure all that is cleared up and before your arrival at the performance, as well as make sure that you reconfirm everything before, the day before, even the same day, but make sure it's at least 24 hours before is to reconfirm and what time you're going to arrive, if somebody's going to meet you, where to meet you, if there's parking. All these small details make life easier for both you and your client. So always keep a good communication open. And if you're doing a bigger show with bigger needs, make sure you do make a technical writer. It's very important. Those kinds of things, and keep that communication over. It makes your life less stressful, and it makes your client's life less stressful, and it works both ways for both of you, and it's a way of being professional, knowing what you're doing, making sure that everything is running properly for the client, and that they know exactly what you need, and you know what you need, what you need to know what they want, so that everything works out smoothly, and you have a good show that way. That way the show is even better. Anyways, that's my little talk or advice for today. If you have any comments, please let me know, or topics you want to hear me talk about on the Magic Audio Boo. Send me a message at aaron@aaronjones.com, or on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic as well. And you can visit me at my website at aaronjones.com. Until next time, have a great one.